out of trendy sandals, and their bright hair shining even in the unflattering fluorescent light of the cultural hall. A polite smile flashed over Matt's face, revealing his even white teeth as he listened to their chatter.
"He's so hot," Celia sighed.
"Not the point," I reminded her, waving a hand in front of her face to snap her out of her mini-trance. "Focus." I surveyed the linger-longer ebb and flow for another moment. The activities committee had set out popsicles for everyone to snack on while flirting. Visiting. The tropical flavors came in neon hues that turned more than a few tongues green or orange. Matt passed on the popsicles, standing instead with his hands in his pockets and rocking comfortably back on his heels as he listened to his entourage of fresh-scrubbed femme fatales. They were no doubt cute, but growing up in Utah, the land of countless Scandinavian descendants, had prepared me well for competing with blondes. While I admired their pale, shiny locks, I learned long ago to embrace my sister Layla's beauty advice. "We look stupid as blondes, so don't bother. Sun-in is not your friend. Work with what you've got. And by that, I mean work it." Which is how I'd learned to see my loose chestnut curls as an asset, and to realize brown eyes are only boring if they're the wrong shade of brown. My sisters and I'll have a shade that's gold-flecked. Artfully wielded mascara and plum eyeliner does wonders to make them pop. And Barrett girls learned early on to bat their lashes with the best of them. However, I needed a different tactic here. Matt already had a flock of conquests lash batting like mad. Even with my darker curly mane to differentiate me, I was gonna need a little something extra. I looked past him to the refreshments and back again, a plan blossoming in my mind.
"I need to get a popsicle," I said to Celia.
"You said you weren't hungry."
"I don't need to eat it. I just need to get it."
My small head nod clued her into the fact that a trip to the table would take us directly through Matt's path. Understanding dawned.
"Oh, I get it. You'll walk past Matt."
An elbow in the ribs silenced her.
"This will work if I time it right," I said.
I watched Derek, a scruffy but cute beach bum type, head to the table. I had figured out during last week's ice cream sandwich linger longer that Matt usually hid behind Derek when he got tired of girls. They would devolve into highly technical surf conversations that discouraged all but the most hardcore surfers from joining in. I wandered over to where Derek stood pawing through the open cardboard box, looking for the right flavor. When he noticed me waiting, he offered a sheepish grin.
"Sorry," he said, "I was trying to find a lime one."
He offered me the box so I could take a turn. "I'm not in a rush," I smiled. "Can you snag a red one if you see it in there?"
"Sure," he said,
staring for a second longer than he needed to before redirecting his attention to his flavor hunt. A moment later, he waved a popsicle at me.
"It's red," he announced,
which kind of went without saying, but I accepted it with another smile. If I was going to dye my tongue with artificial food coloring in the service of the list, I was at least angling for a color that might occur in nature. I eyed the bright red popsicle. Maybe.
"You're new, right?"
Derek asked, pulling a green one out and wrangling the plastic wrapper off.
"Yeah, I was here last Sunday too," I said.
"So, are you from around here or just visiting?" It was a common question in a ward that regularly quadrupled in the summer. "Both, I guess. I'll be in HB all summer, but then I go back to school," I answered. As we talked, I angled my body to keep Matt in my peripheral vision. I listened to Derek's chit-chat about a barbecue later in the afternoon and felt a small sense of satisfaction when I saw Matt break away from his entourage with a smile and head to Derek. And me, by default. He nodded at me with a slight air of distraction before turning to Derek, who offered him a fist bump.
"Maxed out on chicks, yeah?" Derek asked with a smirk.
Matt flushed slightly, but dipped his head to indicate that Derek had nailed it. I fought a smile at his obvious relief over escaping his admirers, which caught his attention.
"Sorry,"